This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour now.
This is our annual, good Doug. It's not semi-annual, it's not biannual, it is every week. We go through the charts from Talkers Magazine at this time. Folks, on the DJV program is part of our regular programming and is ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown show, which airs all through the end of the week and over the weekend around the country. So there are a number of things the folks at Talkers Magazine do every week to figure out what's going on, listening to the stories, the stations, the hosts, and then compiling a list of what they believe to be the... Michael Harrison will be the first to tell you it's not 100% scientific, but it certainly does reflect, and I think we know that too, a lot of the things that are being discussed in detail. There certainly are lots of stories every week, so boiling it down to 10, we go through them. Sometimes I take the people list first. Sometimes the stories, sometimes I start at the bottom of the list at number 10, sometimes at the top. I think for purposes of discussion this week, we ought to, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program, we ought to start with the COVID situation. That's number one, the variants, the vaccines, the politics of it all. And I think looking at the politics, the blue states, now, in the red states, it's become that political. The blue states are far ahead of the red states when it comes to the number of people getting vaccinated. So is there any... No, I mean, there's nothing that isn't political. I don't know that I give a damn whether the
political
blue states...
And by the way, let me just say this. The red states, far more effective in number of cases and lower death rate and less shutdown rate. So
what does that mean then? How do we...
Texas, their numbers are dropping once again. They've reduced, you know, they were called Neanderthals for getting rid of the mask mandate. Well, it seems that getting rid of it worked. Because guess what? That doesn't mean getting rid of a mandate.
Well, it didn't hurt. I wouldn't say it worked. It just didn't hurt.
Well, it hasn't affected their numbers. Their numbers keep going down. And they were insulted by the Biden administration, called Neanderthals for this decision, and they were told, they were warned that...
Well, they were told that long before, because they did it during the Trump era. They were doing it, and people said it...
No, they didn't. This happened a month ago, or 2 months ago.
No, but I'm saying before even Biden was there, there were people who were looking askance at folks from any place that didn't wear a mask. That's the way it works.
Right, but I think that there's a difference in understanding here, and I think you'll agree with this, because I think I kind of am attuned to your politics, because it makes sense. A mandate is a law. That means that it can be enforced. That means you can be punished for not following a mandate. And so when there was a mask mandate, people who were not wearing masks could be legally charged for that. Yes. Reducing the mask mandate or getting rid of it does not mean that you have to stop wearing masks. It does not mean that it's illegal to wear a mask. It means that it's your choice as a as an American citizen, as a free thinker, to decide whether or not you want to wear a mask or not, instead of having it enforced by the government. And I don't know what's wrong with that. People were appalled by the idea of getting rid of a mandate about masks, even though in Texas there are still businesses that require you to wear a mask if you go inside. And that's their prerogative to do that if they want to. Yeah. So, you know, I think everybody was flipping out about this idea. They're getting rid of the mandate. No, they're getting rid of the government overreach that should have never happened a year ago, forcing us to wear certain things, do certain things, act in certain ways, stop educating our kids. Craziness how we let that happen.
It was crazy. Yep, I agree with you on that score. What about the rest of the globe, though? Countries that had vaccinated people, Britain, Israel, those countries, the folks in Britain were very slow to get off to a fast start, where Israel was very quick to get off to a fast start. And that's made, you know, Britain has an entirely different story to tell than Israel does. Israel has had very little in terms of numbers of people, because they mass vaccinated. They just said to everybody, look, if you want to be here, this is the rule. And they did it. So anyway, you know, you look at that and think, where are we going with all of this? And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that Putin is out promoting his Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently, it doesn't work at all.
You don't want to take Sputnik 5? Come on.
I think I'll pass on that anyway. They sent a shipment to Slovakia trying to bring, trying to win over the Slovaks, trying to put the pieces of the old USSR back together again. But apparently, the vaccine is so bad that more people, and over there, they don't want to take the vaccine. For lots of reasons. They don't want somebody to tell them they have to take the vaccine. And basically, they were being told by their government they better do it or else. And so a lot of people who have taken it have gotten sick, not from COVID, but from the vaccine, because it's probably full of who knows what. The Russians. I guess, what else can we say about them? But some of these governments... It's back to the definition of what's a progressive government, Jennifer and Jay, and what's a traditional form of government. And that maybe goes for parts of our country as well, right? I'm looking at the number of states where at least one shot has been given to people. And yeah, back again, if you want to do red and blue, I'd rather do green and yellow. Or something else. I'm sick of blue and red.
Well, why do we have to have blue and red states? Why don't
because
we just say
because that's what
these
the news media wants you
great.
That you know
these states aren't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair to call out a state's performance. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan use nursing homes to house sick people during the summer that result in the deaths of lots of senior citizens. That is true. It doesn't matter if they're blue or red states. That's what happened. As far as vaccine rollout goes, New York has done that a little bit better than everyone else. There's a lot of questions about who gets it first and their priorities, but they've done okay. I mean, can we not just treat people according to what they've done and what they haven't done?
It's the color of their skin, too. Black Americans say they are more skeptical about it.
Guess what the message Hispanics. That's being rammed down the throat of black people? You can't trust the government. The government wants to kill you. The government is systemically racist. That's what's being pushed down the throat of black people. And then people scratch their heads going, why aren't they trusting this government-created vaccine, huh? I wonder why. It's distrust that's built in intentionally by the perpetuation of these headlines by the news media and the creation of them by our elected officials. That's why there's a problem.
There's also a problem in travel. This week, India recorded another couple of 100,000 new infections. So the workers, the people that are in the cities are getting out of the cities, pretty much the same as what's going on here or in any place in the world where there's a huge population, lots of people close together. People are getting away from those situations and moving out into what is the, basically suburbia and sometimes into rural areas as well. The real estate values in suburbia and in rural America have gone up unbelievably in the last year. So anyway, I want to spend a little time. We're at number three, the gun control situation, and to bring people up to date on the fellow that killed the eight people at the FedEx warehouse in Indianapolis. That's going to be on the minds of lots of people as we go through the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner at your service at 14 after the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, my slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, let's move back into our discussion focus here on the Talk Radio Review. The presence of Jennifer Horn being felt, Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen, number three on the list this week. And number three and two kind of go together a little bit. Police reform is number two. Gun control is number three. So under the circumstances, as we look at this mess in Indianapolis that took place on Thursday night into Friday morning, just one more shoot 'em up? Eight people dead, including the guy that went in. Nobody seems to have put the pieces together yet, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think the investigation, obviously, and motivation still ongoing at the time that we do this show, but it was done outside. This FedEx facility is the second largest Federal Express facility in the country, so it's really big. It's widespread.
It's a transfer point. Like FedEx uses Memphis as their midpoint, as their transfer point from one place in the country to another. Everybody goes, all the packages come into Indianapolis like they do into Memphis, and then they get redistributed to go, you know, where they're going from there, whether it's east or west, west or east, north and south. So there's a ton of activity in there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a lot of people are in there. And so this was like a shooting gallery. You go in, and that's the way these big, the big facilities are. They're getting bigger and bigger because more and more people are using FedEx, UPS. And is this a consequence? That's the question of getting big. Everybody wants, you know, these big companies
running
bigger.
That's a consequence. It's going to cause someone to open fire on people that are working at the facility. And again, at the time that we are doing this program, it's being thought and hasn't been confirmed yet that this happened outdoors, and that even across the street there was firing. I guess somebody at a gas station was hit, and there's even a rumor that someone from the facility ran to their car to get their gun to try to neutralize the situation. So a lot of information still coming out about motive, and unfortunately it's hard because we all want to know what happened. We want to explain it away, but we just kind of have to have patience, I guess, to see what happens next. But certainly there is a feeling of anger, chaos, and frustration right now, and I think it's reaching into every city.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, going back, I'm going to spend a minute on number two, police reform. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a move to remove police from the schools. So the school committee members and the city councilors are under the influence, if you will, of a large group of students who paraded themselves around City Hall. There was a forum as a result of that to discuss, and the kids were all protesting having police officers in the schools. They call them school resource officers. The police chief in Framingham, who is black, has said he wants the resource officers to stay. And now, because a lot of parents are making a lot of noise, it sounds like an uneducated judgment to me. I think, that, unfortunately, in the times that we're in, that having these resource officers or just police on the grounds of the school is maybe better than not. I don't even like acknowledging that we need them. Should the program be reformed? Should it be dismissed? That's on the minds of a lot of people, a lot of communities. Framingham's like a lot of communities around the state of Massachusetts and around the country. So whether it happens is part of the movement to sort of, quote-unquote, fix the police. And there is a lot of that work that needs to be fixed, but is this part of it is the question. 21 after the hour now.
A Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a point 23 after the hour on our regular programs on the DJV show that we get into what's happening on social media. That's one of the many places Jay shines. So we have some things that apply to what's in the story list. And number 10 is the British royal family and what's going on with the funeral of Prince Philip. There's no, I see in our trending box here, Jay, the underscore of no royals wearing military uniforms. That's, I think, the Queen's edict, is it not? Because she didn't want to embarrass Harry, and so...
No, she didn't want to embarrass the royal family, like, period. So the Queen's children, grandchildren, none of them will be wearing military uniforms at Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday, and it... She doesn't want any of the embarrassment to overshadow the funeral itself, which will be taking place at Windsor Castle. And it really started as an issue with Prince Andrew. He was the first to, you know, he relinquished his royal role in 2019 over his
thanks
former
to his friendship with Jeffrey
Epstein. And then added Harry. Well, the thing is, Harry, he's a British Army veteran. He was in active service on two tours in Afghanistan. So the fact that he, you know, he wouldn't have been able to wear his military uniform to begin with is kind of off, but it was just one of those things that the Queen was like, no, there's going to be no speculation. Nobody is wearing it. Everybody is wearing their funeral attire. And the funeral itself will only have about 30 people in attendance due to their government COVID restrictions.
Right. Yep. All right. So that's trending for sure. Also, back to COVID, which is the number one story this week, and some variants ideas. For example, Jennifer, trending from your hometown, the Staples Center is the big place to go for a lot of events, Lakers, Celtics, yada, yada. But they have new guidelines.
Clippers. Right? Hey, they both begin with a C.
Yeah, the Celtics. Clippers, Lakers, and the Kings play in the Staples Center. But, yeah, the guidelines are ridiculous.
No, the point I was making was the Lakers were playing against the Celtics when this came up.
Oh, there you go. The first time that people were allowed in was
that
Thursday.
Light on my loafers.
But here's I know. I'm like, that's your hometown team, dude. So here's the deal. So what 2,000 people allowed in. You cannot have cash. You cannot bring anything with you. Only stuff that fits into your pocket, and you have to eat and drink in designated eating and drinking areas.
I
And you have to order from your phone ahead
from your seat. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Using like a QR code, and then they'll let you know when.
Get your hot dog here.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
And they'll let you know when your order is ready to be picked up, and then you can go get it. But yeah, you'll need your photo ID.
Can you get DoorDash to bring it to your seat? Maybe.
I think that'd be great. That would be super great. You'll have to show proof of a full vaccination, 2 weeks, showing that it's 2 weeks since your final dose, that you're fully inoculated, or a negative COVID-19 test that was taken within 72 hours of game time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Police reform number 2. We've been in and out of that story as well as the gun control and the COVID, mostly the first half hour of the program today, focusing on those three things. And I've noticed that there are a lot of people responding to questions about the police. It wasn't about school, though. We're asking the question whether police ought to be taken out of traffic stops. And so what are some of the listeners saying about that?
Everyone said no. No sense in that. Keep them there. Brian Linetti said domestic violence and traffic stops are the most dangerous. More cops are killed during these than any other calls, so who else is going to stop them? What one unarmed person is going to walk up to a wanted felon and say, can you please step out of your car? And Sean Watson's thoughts are that this is all about getting rid of local police officers and replacing them with military. And then this is not a proven fact. According to the CDC, around 8,000 crimes are stopped each day with a firearm by law-abiding citizens. All of the letters fact.
Really? Okay. Good for them. And then there's the situation. We were talking about the lady, the police lady who's been fired, and she's been charged for confusing her taser
the
with a gun.
The accidental discharge. Yeah, nobody can really understand why this happened, how this happened. Thomas G. Wilson said the problem that he has with the story is the pistol is much heavier than a taser. There should have been an obvious difference.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so those are trending things. Check them out at DJV Show on our social media. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So your cat rubs his face on you. A cat rubbing her face on you is a sign of affection. Cats have glands on their cheeks and the corners of their mouths. When they rub against you or leg or any part of your body, they leave some of their scent on you. According to feline etiquette, that is a compliment. So don't complain about it. That's why so often when people come over, your cat will rub against them. These are facial pheromones and can also be very calming to the cat. In fact, when introducing two new cats, scent swapping or rubbing the scent of each cat on the other is often suggested. It can make all the difference in the world. A lot of people complain about cats rubbing up against them, but in reality, it's kind of like a handshake. It's kind of like a hug. By coming up and rubbing their face on you and putting those facial pheromones on their body, they're accepting you as a friend. They're accepting you as part of the family or at least as a good visitor. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company in Philadelphia.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and U.S. Marshals launched a massive manhunt in Austin, Texas on Sunday for 41-year-old Stephen Broderick. He's a former Travis County Sheriff's Detective wanted for killing at least three people near an apartment complex in northwest Austin. China and the United States, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to fight climate change. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Maxine Waters of California from Congress for her continual incitement of violence. When asked about Chauvin's trial, Waters told reporters that if Chauvin is not found guilty, quote, we've got to stay on the street, we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, end quote. Shortly thereafter, two National Guardsmen were injured early Sunday morning when a gunman fired at them and Minneapolis police in a drive-by shooting. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Since the president announced the September withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan, there's been a debate whether this is a smart move or not. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11 and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
The leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed by special forces in Pakistan 10 years ago under President Obama. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University using the Hubble Space Telescope have spotted a rare double quasar in the distant universe, implying a catastrophic galactic collision 10 billion years ago. Quasars are powered by supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now, our overview continues. Talk Radio Review with personnel, talk host from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here this week with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Certainly one of the things that people have been talking about this week is the trial of Derek Chauvin. He apparently, was it his decision not to testify or his lawyers? I'm going to guess the lawyers, huh?
I'm sure he took the advice from his lawyers, but he was asked in court whether or not he wanted to take the fifth, and he said yes. He confirmed that to his lawyer and to the court. The judge asked him a second time. And, you know, a mixed reaction, I think. I think it's the safest bet to not testify because the prosecution would have probably tried to rip into whatever else. And right now it's about casting doubt on what caused the death of George Floyd, much less you know, his even focusing on his role in it. But I talked to a friend who's a lawyer yesterday, and he said, you know, I might take the risk and put him up there and at least cast him as a human being, because we have not heard from him. He has been told by his lawyers not to speak, and he has not talked at all.
Well, does that mean that he had incriminated himself? Are they smart enough to know about him, and if in fact he talked, he'd get caught in his own.
That's just it. We don't know. Well, I mean, the advice is to just shut up and don't talk to anybody when you're accused of a crime like this. And he's been doing that. But if he is a good guy and could provide some context and tell people why he made the choices that he did, would that help him? I don't know. It's not the court of public opinion. It's a court of casting a reasonable doubt, which I think.
Well, if you look at his record as a policeman, I think that there's a lot of stuff in there that would indicate he wasn't such a great guy, nor is he such a great police officer. Why he was still even in uniform, I think is a question a lot of people have.
He had one thing in his past that he survived, I think, and made it through. But I don't know. I think here's what you have to ask yourself if you've been following the trial. If you're sitting on the jury, you have to say beyond a reasonable doubt that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. And, reasonable doubt is, 99% sure. 99% sure. And it's not a civil trial. Now, if it's a civil trial, it's 51%. Are you 51% sure that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? And I think many people could say, yeah, we could go with that. But if you're being honest, can you say that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? I know what
Who
we all
knows?
Feel.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's the job of the defense. And I think that they did it. We'll see how everything closes next week. But, what is the pressure on the jury? And is that going to have an impact on how they decide this case, too?
Speaking of pressure, officials in Chicago are releasing video toward the end of the week of the fatal police shooting of that 13-year-old who had. Was that a real gun Adam Toledo had? Or was that a.
Yes.
It was a real gun. Where'd he get it? Anybody figure that out?
Yeah. I don't know.
How do you have. Yeah. That's a. The mayor called it excruciating.
He tossed it.
I don't know, but there are a lot of. I'm thinking of storylines from Chicago PD, popular Dick Wolf show, one of the three Chicago shows that's on NBC every Wednesday night, and some of it, if not most of it, is about this sort of thing that goes on in Chicago. Chicago's a tough city. It's too bad because it's one of our most beautiful, I think. Chicago's a great city, except that it's hard to live there if you're black. I mean, it's hard to live there, period. It would seem, anyway. Somebody ought to be able to get a handle on this, unless we're not living in an organized, developed country anymore, where it's like the Wild West. Everybody goes out with their guns and starts shooting things up. I wonder, was there ever any talk, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, we talk about gun control, was there ever any, in the old West, was there ever anybody who talked about gun control? I wonder.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think gun control
was like, hey, how quick can you pull it out?
Hold on. We should be controlling the guns, access to guns better. Yeah. All right. What did you have to say, Jennifer?
Chicago has if not the strictest, one of the strictest gun laws in all of the country.
A lot of good.
Yet they still have a ton of violence. And, we only talk about Chicago violence when there's a police officer involved. And I think we should. But we should also be talking about the violence that happens every single weekend. 20, 30 young black people dying a weekend in Chicago. Right. And nobody wants to talk about that.
And most of them are shot by other blacks, too, by the way.
Of course. It's not. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, look, investigate this police shooting. Don't run from a police officer. This is the problem.
It's a bad video.
Every time.
Yeah, the video is not wonderful. All right, moving along. Our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran is number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown that you can find, by the way, at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. Latest thing from China, where the Hong Kong court sentenced opposition leaders to prison for holding an unauthorized rally. You don't think that's going to throw cold water? It's a pretty clear message. If you're an activist and you're in China, you're headed for a real cruising bruising. They don't want any of that, and they will stop at nothing to stop these things. Opposition leaders don't survive in China. And yet here we are. We're on the same stage, considered in the same level now as China. For that matter, I don't know. I don't think people confuse, in terms of the hierarchy, Russia and and some of the other countries, you know, with us in terms of being the leader, gross domestic product and, you know, the economy and that sort of thing. But China now is making it pretty clear they're running for the top, and we've fallen right in. We've made it that way. The United States has created China completely. The Chinese government had the idea, and so they just figured out who Americans were and how they thought and went right for it. And we fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And so now we're paying the price. And the vaccine, I mean, the COVID thing is the number one example of that. So under the circumstances. There are people, the Joe Biden thing, Biden made a number of announcements this week. Number four, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the impact of the stimulus with the president and his leadership. The question is, maybe this is something that we put on our social media, Jay. There are some of the Democrats who are saying that Biden is just like Franklin Roosevelt. I'm not sure that that's a... I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't say that, but there are some who say, and they're asking whether he can be as transformative as Roosevelt was. Remember, Roosevelt came in during the height of the Depression, created all of those new programs, government programs, responsible for Social Security. Pretty much all of the big government programs started during FDR's reign. And so is Biden the heir apparent? There were a lot of people who thought Lyndon Johnson was, because there were a lot of federal programs started when he was president, but he was
And FDR also tried to pack the court. It was extremely unpopular, and that's what the Biden administration is trying to do now.
Right. Well, and that's what they say Trump did with the three judges he appointed.
Oh, give me
a
break.
So here we go. What do you mean?
But that's the stupidest thing. It's a lie. That is such a lie.
No,
look,
Jennifer, it's understandable that people would say that.
No, it's not. When someone dies, a president puts up a candidate,
but
and then
put in people that are not jurists. They're more political.
Oh, that is so full of it.
Right?
Tell
no,
me
it
one
isn't.
Thing.
Look at
Let
the
me
people.
Ask you this. Okay, fine. Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay. What decision was so conservative that took away people's rights?
I don't have an answer, Doug.
There is no answer. These are headlines that you're believing.
Let me finish the statement. There are a lot of people. I'm reflecting what people are saying. That's what the other side is saying. Okay, you're packing the court with all these.
Right,
these
but I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Wait a minute.
And you said no, it's not.
No, it's not a lie. I don't like the word lie. It's not a lie. It's a miscomprehension. And I pointed earlier this week on the DJV program to John Roberts, who everybody thought, oh, this right-wing guy is going to ruin the court. But he's proven to be anything but
correct.
That.
So
there are other examples of that.
Did the Supreme Court pick up Trump's case for the election? He begged them to. Did they do it?
No.
Doesn't sound like they're activists. Did they protect transgender rights in their latest decision?
No.
Yes, they did. Doesn't sound like they're a bunch of conservative activists.
Right.
So this lie that somehow it's a lie. I watched. I'm
like
pumped up about this. Your senator, Markey, Jerry Nadler.
What a jerk! He's a jackass. Don't get me going on him.
Well, he's
senator
the one
Edward
that's leading
Malarkey.
This.
I know
Markey
he is.
And Nadler and the guy who thought Guam was sinking because there were too many people on it, Hank Johnson or Jones, whatever his name is.
Right.
They're all
genius.
Out there leading this fight, saying that, perpetuating this lie that Trump hacked the Supreme Court. No. Here's what happens. When a justice dies or someone leaves, then the president puts up a nominee. If Congress confirms that nominee, they become a Supreme Court justice. That is what Trump did. Packing the Supreme Court is saying, I don't like the way the Supreme Court looks, so I'm going to add seats to it. So from 9 justices, we go to 13. No Democrat appointed justice on the Supreme Court likes this idea, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who in 2019 said this was a terrible idea.
Can you get any
more liberal and activist than that? No, you cannot. But yet they're sending this junk out into the atmosphere.
Jennifer's got it. She's on it. She's hot. All right.
It makes me crazy because people believe it.
44 past the hour. And I was pretty good at baiting you. I thought that would be a great way for the conversation to go.
Intentional, I know.
The border crisis is next. That's another hot button for me anyway. Don't forget, we have as an added opportunity for you to get the gist of what's going on in some conversation circles, we have our daily DJV download, which is available for everybody at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The one that's trending at the moment, the DJV download, is a focus on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is on hold as we go into the weekend. And then we talk about toilet paper hoarding and how that's fit into this. And, of course, the conversation about the funeral of Prince Philip and lots of other things. So you get the gist of what the program is about. You can spend a few minutes and get yourself caught up on the daily or go through the whole week if you want to and have some different ideas, different opinions. Not necessarily always do we go down the straight and narrow path, as you can tell by our conversation here. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, as we continue. And as I said, what we'll do is talk about the border crisis, the situation with immigration, next here on the Countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
All right, so we have at 47 after the hour the opportunity to spend a couple of more minutes on a couple of things. I wanted to mention number six, the economy and the rise of cryptocurrency. Have you seen some of the numbers this week? Yeah. One of the companies.
I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I just bought this, I bought that. It freaks me out. I don't know about it. Yeah.
You got to have somebody doing it that knows what the heck they're doing. Mm-hmm. At any rate, the crypto stuff that went on NASDAQ this week, one company raised like $86 billion. It's, hello, bung-de-bung-de-bung. All right, the immigration story and the border situation.
If only
situation.
We had thought of selling people fake money. Man, we could be rich.
I know, yeah, right. Why couldn't I come up with that? So the situation with immigration, what it was like when Trump was president, what it's like now. This is the biggest black eye that the administration has so far as I can see. And they still, I mean, supposedly, what's-her-face is in charge, but is that disrespectful to call her what's-her-face, Kamala Harris? She's nowhere to be found, and nobody knows anymore about what's supposed to, you know, taking care of these people, giving them shots before other Americans get their shots. It's mayhem.
Yeah, and I think it's unfortunate because this is the one thing that the media will call the Biden administration out on. Fauci this week said, yeah, they're not adhering to any COVID procedures at the border. There's a problem. We know that the kids, especially girls, are being sexually abused in the facilities that the government is running. I mean, it's a disaster, and they're not sending someone out in front of it to get there. And so I think they need a press conference immediately. But Kamala Harris is going to Guatemala and Mexico City.
Good for her. Congratulations. Have a nice trip. All right, ladies, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour now, this is the overview here of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time. Normally, Victoria Keelan steps up to the plate to hit the top five from this week out of the park. But because she's not with us today, Jay Kirshner and I will go through the list. I'll start with number five. We'll go to number one, top five stories from technology at number five, Netflix. Redesigning its profiles for children to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displaying popular characters from children's programs. The redesign features a row of the most watched shows right on the home screen, with characters from the shows appearing on top of the title boxes. The decision to include characters was to help children better recognize their favorite shows. That's what Netflix says. It's going to be like a child walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. For a show to appear in the favorites row, it must be watched at least once. The shows that appear on the favorites row won't just be Netflix shows. They'll be from the full catalog. So there's something. I'm not a big fan of children having access to any of this stuff until they're much more mature. Jay, I don't know what you're thinking about for Mac, but keeping him away from, especially the first 4 or 5 years, any screens is the only way to keep his brain from becoming jumbled. So there is a word
totally
to the wise.
He watches TV.
Huh?
He totally watches TV. Mickey
really?
Mouse Clubhouse, Vampirina. We're big really? Disney Junior yeah. people.
Really? Okay. All right.
I know. We're those people. Google Assistant.
Go ahead. Number four.
Number four, Google Assistant has a new takeout feature. The pandemic has made ordering restaurant takeout a lot more popular. Not only is it safer, but it's still supporting local businesses. So what this feature will do is you will have Google Assistant fill in contact information and payment details automatically. Now, this is for Android phones. After you visit a restaurant through Google Search, and it's only for restaurants that are, you know, coordinating with the Google Assistant app. So you use the Google app on an Android phone, and then you tag in Google Assistant once you've done your order, you've completed ordering, and then Google Assistant will do the rest.
All right. Wealth of information here as we go through the list. Number three on the list of the top tech stories this week, Apple's next big reveal of new products taking place the 20th next week, an invite teasing the upcoming event with a spring-loaded tagline to it. Maybe you've seen it already. The timing of the event does favor an announcement for new iPad Pro, although the new the 11 and 12.5-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's models. A larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display. Other improvements rumored include a faster processor with performance in line with the M1 chip Apple used in its recent Max upgrade, better cameras, things like that. The new iPad mini with a larger 8.5 to 9-inch screen, up from 7 and 7.9 inches last time around, also reportedly coming in the first half of the year. Another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags, Apple's long-rumored tile competitor, which small fobs that you can place in your luggage on a bicycle, a car, whatever, to track your items on your iPhone. Apple's planning to revamp its iMac lineup this year as well. So that's that report. Up next, number two, Jay, a focus on LinkedIn.
500 million LinkedIn users had their data up for sale on a hacker site. Now, this is scrapped. This information posted for sale on the website is popular for hackers. It includes archives from user IDs, names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, professional titles, links to other social media profiles. Now, while it's not as sensitive information as credit card information or social security, people can still do enough. Now, LinkedIn has more than 675 million members, according to its website, meaning that around three-quarters of its users' information may be included in this database breach.
Do you belong to LinkedIn?
I do, but I can't say I've used it. I don't even know the last time I used it. I think I'm a brunette in my photo, if that shows how long. I've had many different hair colors since then.
I belong, but I never use. Some people, I get 20 or so connections a week, and I just don't pay much attention to them. All right, the number one tech story of the week is a focus on the vaccine card scam for COVID, the scam circulating online. And a lot of people are being warned not to fall into this trap. Fake vaccination cards being sold in large quantities. The FBI issued a memo this week noting that the production, sale, or purchase of these cards could mean serious trouble for anybody involved. Last week, 47 state attorneys general issued a letter to the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Shopify CEO and eBay CEO regarding the fake vaccination cards being marketed on their platforms. Even in some cases, thieves are using the images people have posted on social media. So take them down. If you have them up there, take down your vaccine card so people don't have access to the information that's on there. That's a word to the wise, hopefully sufficient. Those are the top five tech stories this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.